had run by former Congressman Pete Hoekstra, who is running for the United States Senate. He wants Debbie Stabenow's seat, and the commercial has been somewhat controversial. It features an Asian woman in a setting that could be called a rice paddy, talking about how Debbie Stabenow sends jobs and borrows money, and it just depicted her in a poor light. But Sam Singh, who's the former mayor of East Lansing, as well as a longtime city council member in East Lansing, he's also running for state representative. He didn't appreciate the spot, and we wanted to get his take on that. Sam, how are you?
I'm doing well, Tony.
Tell me what you thought about the commercial.
I was very disappointed. I was surprised that a politician running at this level of politics would stoop so low to put that type of ethnic stereotype into a commercial. It's not good for Michigan, and it's not good for our economy.
You write in a statement that was released yesterday, as an Asian American working to rebuild Michigan's fragile economy, I am deeply disappointed in Pete Hoekstra's Super Bowl ad. So as an Asian American, you found it offensive?
Absolutely. I think what I've seen and heard as I've talked to people, whether you're an Asian American or you're a Native American, I think everyone is disappointed in this ad. I've been working with cities across the state of Michigan as we've been trying to expand the amount of international investment coming into our state, as we're trying to get international talent to be recruited at our companies. And having a message like this out into the public sends a message to other countries that Michigan's not open for business. And I think it's something, as local communities are struggling to find investors, that this is something we shouldn't be looking at, and we should be loudly denouncing. And I'm hoping that all levels, whether they're Republican or Democrat, leaders are going to denounce this commercial.
We have borrowed a lot of money from China. There have been a lot of jobs in the U.S. as well as Michigan go over to China. What was wrong with the commercial from your perspective?
Well, I think you can talk about those issues, but you don't have to have the stereotypical Asian with broken English. If you go to the website that's associated with that commercial, it's even worse, in my opinion. So I think there's ways to actually have this conversation in a very thoughtful way. But unfortunately, the former congressman didn't do it that way. He went after ethnic stereotypes, and he wanted to elicit a message. And that might play well for an extreme part of his party, but unfortunately, it hurts all of us in the state of Michigan.
As a Democrat, would you have felt the same way if you were a Republican?
Absolutely. I've been critical at the same time of my own party. There have been points in time in the past where people have used that kind of imagery, and I don't think it's appropriate. Whether it's Democratic or Republican, that's not the issue. You can talk about trade imbalances. You can talk about debt. But you don't have to do it through ethnic stereotyping.
Let's just say we give you the opportunity to get across the same message. How could he have depicted that?
Well, again, you don't have to be using, you know, the visuals of an Asian American or an Asian, I guess at this point, speaking in broken English, going to the website with, I thought, very offensive stereotypical symbols and so forth. I think you can talk about the debt. You can talk about issues of trade imbalances, and that's what I would do. You know, I have been talking about how we have to reduce our debt, but I don't have to talk about it in creating a negative stereotype.
Sam is running for state representative. The governor has been talking a lot about education. There is a surplus. He doesn't know how he's going to use that surplus, but he has talked about education, how we need to be more fiscally responsible. What's your take on that?
Well, absolutely. We do have to be fiscally responsible, but at the same point in time, we have to be investing in our infrastructure. And one of the key infrastructures, in my opinion, is our young people. We have to be investing at a higher level in K-12 as well as in higher education. We have to be preparing our young people for a global economy. And unfortunately, the cuts that happened last year were inappropriate. They were irresponsible. And I'm hoping that this governor will be focused on putting more dollars and resources into that.
There are a lot of folks, Sam, who really didn't like having the education budget cut. They didn't support the governor in this, even though we had some budget challenges. Where can we get the money that we need to pay for education without cutting it?
Well, we didn't have to cut it last time. I think we all know very clearly that the school aid budget was actually in a surplus. We could have used those dollars to add more resources into K-12 schools, as well as help expand higher education funding, both to community colleges and our universities. That was not the message. That was not the priorities. And I think we have to go back and revisit some of those conversations. It's great to give resources back in tax cuts. But at the same point in time, if you're not investing in our future, we're going to be at a disadvantage. Other states are investing at a higher level, and other countries are investing at a higher level. We're putting Michigan at a disadvantage.
You know, Sam, when I hear people say that, though, it seems like everyone who goes to government, who goes to the governor, they want money. But they never talk about what can be done to raise money or to get funding. Do you have any ideas?
Absolutely. I think we have to be very aggressive on internet sales tax. Right now, I've got businesses in my community, whether they're in Okemos, Hazlitt, Williamston, East Lansing, that are selling goods that have to pay a sales tax. But you go onto the internet, and those businesses don't. It's hurting Main Street businesses, and we're losing millions upon millions of dollars, and nationally billions upon billions of dollars of revenue. And I think it's something that should have been addressed nationally, but also states can have a role in that. And I believe that's one area of many areas that should be examined about bringing in more revenue into our state.
Sam, do we need a bridge from Detroit to Windsor?
I've been very vocal about this. We do. We need to be investing in transportation logistics. If you take a look at Michigan State University's faculty who've researched this, Dr. Close did a research study that said we would have over 60,000 new jobs in the state if we would invest in infrastructure around transportation, distribution, and logistics. The bridge is one component of that. It's something that I think we've had bipartisan support. We've had the last three governors, Engler, Blanchard, Granholm, who have supported this. So this is not by any means a partisan issue. It's a economic development issue. It's a safety issue in regards to domestic and international policy, and it's something that should be done.
Statistics show that usership for not only the tunnel, but the current bridge is down almost 30%, as well as the fees for both those two entities. How do you respond to that?
Again, what we have to be looking at is the long-term picture of this. We have to be looking at how we bring in freight. If you look at other areas of the country, we are able to bring in freight, for example, by train, which unfortunately we have limited access to, and unfortunately we only can bring in one container at a time. Now, in other parts of the country, they're bringing in double-stacked containers. We have to have a significant look at all aspects of this. It's not just bringing individuals over. It's about taking trade and dedicating lanes specifically to trade so we're getting product over faster. And so part of this is about a bridge, but part of it also is about how we bring railroad traffic over. It's also how we take a look at taking vehicles as well as making sure that we look at shipping. And so it's got to be a comprehensive approach towards logistics. And it's not just that area. We have to look at Port Huron and other parts of the state that have trading partnerships with Canada.
Sam Singh is the former mayor of East Lansing. He's running for state representative. Sam, thanks so much for coming on the program.
Thank you for your time.